Welcome to episode 2 of Tea and Table. Before we get started, I really should tell you what kind of tea I'm drinking today. So that's a green tea called Darjeeling Green Elephant, which ticks the box on one of my most critical purchase decision criteria for tea. A cool name, but it also tastes nice. So with that out of the way, perhaps I should actually tell you a little more about this game I'm making. The game is currently a cooperative game about hacking into a computer network in order to secure a set of targets within that network. These targets are nodes in the network that could be all kinds of devices, like computers, phones, network routers, stuff like that. There are a couple of things I explicitly do and don't want to capture about the theme. Any great hacking story has one or multiple exciting breakthrough moments when your crazy idea actually works, or a human on the other side makes a mistake and clicks on a malicious link you've sent to them in an email, or you suddenly get a password right after trying for hours. These moments are super fun to hear about, and I want to try and recreate some of this excitement as part of the player experience. Related to this, hacking tends to require a combination of skill, creativity, and experience, but also luck. So I'm planning some elements that you cannot fully control. However, the luck factor cannot be too swingy, so there must be a way to control probabilities and to mitigate bad luck. Hacking can also require a lot of patience and has a high potential for frustration, both of which I don't want to be a part of the player experience. That said, while I don't literally want players to feel frustrated or require them to be extra patient, of course there are other interesting and thematic representations for these, like a frustration tracker or an action predictably taking multiple turns to yield a benefit. Finally, hacking is pretty technical, obviously, and one of my most challenging design goals is probably to make this game make sense for people with an understanding of the topic while also keeping things fun and accessible for players who are unfamiliar with it. As for the mechanics, I'm early in the design process and I may change things, throw them out, put new things in, and so on, but here's a rough overview of the current state. And to make things easier to follow along, you can find some images in the show notes, but I'll also try to do my best to explain this in an understandable way so you don't have to get off your bike or find your phone across the room. So as I mentioned, you try to cooperatively hack into a network. That network is made up of hex tiles that each have network nodes on them, plus a small set of connections between the nodes. Because, well, it's a network, so they should be connected. The network nodes provide one-time benefits when moving to them or represent threats until you've moved there to cover them up. Now, you, as the player, spend computing resources, for example, CPU processing time, and don't worry if you don't know what that is, to play out cards that let you either move around the network or run commands. For example, to further explore the network by turning over adjacent tiles, or to crash the hostile software that is trying to detect you, like maybe a firewall or antivirus program, which you could then remove from the network, eliminating its negative effects. Now, in order to hack a specific target, you draw a card from a deck of cards, and that card represents the target. Each card has a grid of squares, and you must cover up a set of specific squares to successfully hack your target. To cover up the required squares, use exploits, which are represented by polyomino tiles, more commonly known as Tetris tiles. How exactly you gain these is something I'm currently thinking about changing, so let's just leave that aside for the moment. Finally, it's a cooperative game and we need a representation of the opposing forces that make it difficult for you to win. These are agents that move around the network, trying to protect it and making it harder for you to succeed in various ways. Now, that was a description of the core mechanics of the game, and obviously I'm leaving out a bunch of structural information and other details, but much of that is still in flux and I plan to explore these in other episodes later on, as I think more about each element and settle on the specifics. So I hope you now have a basic understanding of the core ideas, and if you are one of the two people listening to this, please feel free to let me know any feedback you have on the game, the podcast, my tea choices, anything really, for example via email, teaandtablegames@gmail.com or on Discord where my handle is Annie. My contact details are also in the show notes, and I hope I'll talk to you next time.